From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Hundreds of secret military documents released by the WikiLeaks group show that some of the detainees held at Guantanamo Bay who were thought to pose a threat if freed were in fact released. And the U.S. believed many of the detainees to be low-level operatives or innocent. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston says an NPR investigation with the New York Times provides new details about all of those who've served time at Guantanamo.
These are basically previously secret military documents about the detainees. It allows people to put a name, a history, and a face on hundreds of men who are in captivity at Guantanamo. And the interesting thing about these documents as well is that the documents include details on 158 men on whom no information has ever been released.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston. The Pentagon says release of the documents could damage anti-terrorism efforts. A NATO airstrike has hit Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. At least two buildings were damaged. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports forces loyal to Gaddafi have stepped up their attacks on the port city of Misrata.
Government officials showed reporters the damage from the airstrikes, which appeared to hit a library and a meeting hall for foreign dignitaries. In all, there have been three strikes on the Tripoli compound since the International Air Campaign began. Government officials called it an assassination attempt against Gaddafi, but NATO insists its mission is to degrade Gaddafi's ability to attack civilians. Pro-government rockets continued to rain down on Misrata, according to witnesses and journalists in that city. The attacks continued despite government claims that it was suspending operations there. In Benghazi, rebel leaders announced an infusion of more than $180 million in cash from the Persian Gulf state of Kuwait. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Benghazi.
Syrian troops backed by tanks have stormed the southern city of Daraa, opening fire on protesters there. At least five people have reportedly been killed. Officials in Jordan tell the Associated Press Syria has now sealed its border with Jordan and is barring people from leaving the country. Work crews in St. Louis are cleaning up debris after a tornado pounded the area over the weekend. NPR's Giles Snyder reports more threatening weather is expected there.
Stormy weather is expected to eventually move into the Ohio Valley and on into New England. But for now, National Weather Service forecaster Brian Cordy says most of the severe weather is centered in the nation's midsection.
We're going to see again another round of very heavy rains across the area, or continuing heavy rains across the area. And there are going to be a lot of flooding issues you're going to hear coming out of the central U.S. over the course of the next 2 to 3 days.
The Weather Service is getting at least some of the credit for saving lives in St. Louis. Residents are praising the warnings they received more than a half hour before the tornado hit. St. Louis's airport was heavily damaged and up to 100 homes were destroyed, but no one died. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Gasoline prices are marching higher, up more than 11 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. But industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the surge in gas prices may be easing some soon.
There is a possibility, at least, that the future pump price rises will be much smaller or may even cease.
Lundberg notes the demand for gas has weakened as prices have risen. More than 450 inmates have escaped one of the largest prisons in Afghanistan. They fled through a tunnel the length of about 10 football fields that was dug over a period of months by Taliban militants. Officials say many of the escapees were Taliban fighters. In Ivory Coast, people are being asked to return to work and children to school after weeks of violence and the Easter break. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports kickstarting the West African nation's anemic economy is the top priority for the incoming president.
Reconciliation, brotherhood, and peace are the buzzwords in Ivory Coast as the divided West African nation struggles to get back on its feet following a bitter and bloody post-election conflict. There are plenty other challenges, such as back-paying workers, returning school children to class, and rebooting business. Ivory Coast is the world's top cocoa exporter, but stoppages and sanctions disrupted the economy. Fierce fighting for presidential power left hundreds, even thousands dead, and at least 1 million more people displaced. Incoming President Alassane Ouattara has pledged security and protection for civilians and asked them to go back to work. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Rescuers in Idaho have found the body of a man who was trapped when a tunnel collapsed at a silver mine there. The brother of the dead man managed to escape unharmed. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for NPR.